You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Brothers and sisters, very often in life we experience difficult moments, many struggles, either physical, emotional, or spiritual. We feel like those lepers today in the gospel, struggling with something. Maybe being rejected by others, or struggling with love, struggling with sin. Whatever this is, whatever you struggle with, just like the lepers, when we come to Jesus Christ, we can be healed. When we ask Him for healing, He can cleanse us, He can heal us, He can restore our life, or make it more beautiful and amazing. But how many times we ask for things, we pray, we petition God, and how many times do we actually thank Him? How many times are we really grateful to Him? And how often do we show our thanksgiving to God? Just like this one leper, a Samaritan, an outsider, somebody who has been rejected even more, not only because of his leprosy, but also because of his background. Just like Jesus says that those who have been forgiven more will love Him more. When you experience the love and mercy of our Lord, be thankful to Him even more. When you see His love and how much He's reaching out to you, thank Him for this. This Sunday is a moment to take a little bit of time and to praise the Lord and thank Him for all the blessings and graces that He has bestowed upon you. join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. Lector workshop at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa will take place on Thursday, October 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa. The workshop will be led by Father Dennis Gill, Director of the Office for Divine Worship of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. To register, please call our shrine or email us at częstochowalectors@gmail.com. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning Masses, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.